Tonight on the show, there is a story about a bucket. And that's about all you need to know for tonight's Horseshoes and Hand Grenades, episode 459 for March 4th, 2019. Doodlegox! Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another episode of Horseshoes and Hand Grenades, the show that brings to you the latest and greatest and odd and crazy news from all over the planet. Boy, oh boy, do I have something for you. Maybe a couple train tickets on the Transcontinental Railroad to Newsland. Yes, I've stolen that joke from Subject to Change, but that's okay, because I'm the one with the microphone, and I'm the one with the mustache. Yes, tonight, ladies and gentlemen, I have decided to curl the old mustache up into a snidely whiplash-ish thing. And I do look like a train ticket salesman, Smashy, and that's okay.
Yes, because you do.
We are taking you on a trip, indeed. We are taking you on a trip through the weird news and odd stuff that we learn about and some of the stuff from our own lives. And we're going to try to do that in about an hour, and we'll see how it goes. I'm your host, Steven, joined as always by the wonderful, the amazing, the incomparable Smashalotalus.
Is that the voice that you're going to use on Monday?
No. Charlemagne LaFontaine is much more high British, very pompous.
High British.
it's going to be real hard because I always want to go into this, my boy, but that's Jacob's jam. Like, I can't.
That's literally the only accent he can do.
What I would like to do, my friends, is take you on a quest. No, I don't know. We'll see. Charlemagne LaFontaine shall reveal himself as time goes on. Many things will come to light that will bring you all into the world of one Charlemagne LaFontaine, famous monster vanquisher.
I'm legitimately excited about this character. I forget what I'm supposed to roll.
Whatever you want. I think with a one shot, the stakes are not high enough that you should really give it a whole lot.
Oh my god, I'm gonna be so obnoxious.
Oh Lord, help us.
The time is now.
So last week, just to bring everybody up to speed on our cross universe Horseshoes and Hand Grenades Two Dorks crap. Last time we played Dungeons and Dorks, we won. the game is over for this for the chapter one of the campaign I was running is over. Ashley and everyone vanquished the enemy.
I didn't vanquish the enemy. Somebody set the enemy on fire, and we never got to question the enemy. Yeah. Not mentioning any names.
you guys did a great job. But anyway, you guys aren't here for that kind of story. What you're here to hear about is Ashley's adventures in Chamberpot Land.
We
need to fully understand everything you've been through in the past week regarding your lack of toilet.
Weeks and weeks and weeks of peeing in a cup.
In a bucket, yeah?
So, no, I graduated to the bucket.
The cup just wouldn't work anymore. The solo cup kept filling up.
Well, so it's a huge cup, but my bladder's enormous, and I drink like three of these a day. So you don't realize how much you pee. So I was going in like this massive slushy cup from my bathroom. Currently has no, it did. They just patched it up today. It had an entire wall missing. So. With 50 construction workers running around in my house, and like half of them didn't speak English. One of the guys was making fun of me. He's like, "You don't speak Spanish?" And I'm like, "No."
It's like you're the unusual one. Like I imagine he goes to other people's houses. And he's like, "Oh, ¿cómo está?" And they're like, "Yeah, bien." And you know, you're all like,
Well, so his argument was, "I've learned English from my construction jobs." And I'm like, okay, I should, yeah. So he did teach me swimming pool, so I can bug Jacob about wanting a swimming pool in Spanish.
What's swimming pool in Spanish?
Piscina.
That's it?
Piscina.
So you just have to tell the contractors when they show up, piscina?
And piscina!
They'll be like, oh, I guess we're digging a pool. I thought we were doing drywall.
Yes.
This lady thinks we're doing a pool, so I guess that's what we're doing. And then they'll dig it up for you.
And I also thought he told me that his girlfriend was pregnant, like, and that she was due this month, but he said his birthday was pregnant, and his girlfriend was standing right beside him, and I thought it was his wife, and I was like, how's your wife? And he's like, we're not married. And I'm like, oh, after the baby? And he's like, yeah. And then I'm like, oh, God, she's not pregnant. I misunderstood. I didn't know that was your wife.
Wait, okay, so I'm confused now. You had a man and a woman beside each other, and the man was saying he was going to have a child. But the woman next to him was not having the child and was not his wife.
Well, so he was saying that his birthday's in March, but he doesn't speak enough English and I don't speak enough Spanish. Like, we were having this hilariously just awful.
So it's just his birthday. He's not having a child at all.
Right, right. And then he asked me if I had children. I'm like, no. And he's like, no, none? And I'm like, no. He's like, maybe soon? Maybe. And now I'm wondering, like, he was dumbstruck. And I'm like, maybe he was asking me, like, if he could borrow something. I'm like, no.
That's the best thing.
No white person.
What's really amazing about this conversation is I imagine it would be the same conversation I would have with my grandpa on my mom's side at any given time.
Why?
Because no one could have been more deep south than him in terms, like, you think you can't understand my dad. Like, if you had talked to my pawpaw, rest in peace, you would have been like, what the devil just happened? Like, you might get, yeah, I'll go down there about it then. Fishing down there. And I'll be like, what? Fishing. Yeah, we're fishing. Somebody's fishing.
One out of every 15
fishing
words.
Is great. Well, his teeth were false, and he just had a drawl, like a real and an old man drawl, because he smoked since he was like 8 or whatever. So it was just, you know, it's real, real difficult to understand. I got on the phone with him once and was like, Lord help me. How do I talk to him? What words is he saying?
Oh, phone, because you can't, like, there's no like, there's verbal cue. Oh.
And he didn't have any verbal cues anyway, but I do, like, just to bring it back to the fondness of sitting with him and watching Maverick on the Western Channel once is one of my greatest memories.
Really?
He's sitting in his chair, and I was sitting in a chair. I was like, hey, me and Papa are both into this. Like, and not the Mel Gibson Maverick, the old James Garner Maverick.
That's the only one I remember.
Yeah, we were watching the James Garner, which in the Mel Gibson Maverick, James Garner played Maverick's dad. So it was kind of like one of those.
Oh, because she had sex with them both.
Right. It's a common theme in movies in the early 90s.
I remember. Oh, yeah.
Like Indiana Jones did the same thing. Yeah, lots of people banging dads and kids and everything. Ooh, gross. Be careful now. But yeah, that was a fond memory. So this is welcome to Orgies and Hand Grenades, everybody, as Steven delves the depths of his memories.
By starting with a bucket story that Ashley veered off from.
Back to the urine. Let's talk about your chamber pot.
So I've had the bathroom issue for a while. People coming in and out, and I can't go in there and pee, so I've been peeing in a cup, whatever. I'm just like, okay, great. So what I was doing was, we've got like a room in our garage, because the garage has a glass back door and then the glass front for the garage door. So I would just go pop a squat in that room, dump out my cup, rinse out my cup in the hose, like, ta-da, I peed in a cup. I feel awful and dirty and very, like, not first world right now. So Jacob decided to pile about 15 doors that we've ripped off walls in front of the actual room. And I'm like, can't move those. Awesome. So I took a Hello Kitty towel and I put it over the back door so you couldn't see inside. And then I took one of the, like, two, it's like a half a door. Like, I can't even fit my shoulders through it. And I propped it up against the thing to make, like, this little nook. And I put my bucket behind there because I learned that buckets are easier to pee in. It gets so much worse, but I won't go into it. But there was bathroom bucket activity today. And then, you know, having to walk your slop bucket to the back of the yard where you've got that, like, runoff and, like, almost slipping because it's muddy because it rained for 3 days straight, and sitting there going, if I dump my own shit on me while I'm walking down the hill, it's going to be a real bad day. At 9 in the morning, while there's like 50 people in my house and there's nowhere to clean up.
Did you have to poo in the bucket?
Yes, I did. I pooped in the bucket. It was...
I can't die laughing because there's a child sleeping next to my room, so you guys are just gonna have to deal with the Benny Hill music.
Guys, it was awful. I texted Peyton and Stephanie. I'm like, I just shit in a bucket in my garage behind a door propped up on a refrigerator, and then I had to walk to my backyard and dump it out.
This is the greatest day of my life.
You're just
sunk to the lowest of low. You're like, I just pooped in a bucket today. Oh my god.
It was so, bad. I'm sitting here going, I love Jacob, I love my house, do-do-do-do-do. I'm just humming to myself while I'm taking my bucket. But I learned that a couple of Jacob's friends from work went on a mission trip to Haiti to build a bathroom in the village square, right? But everybody there is so used to crappy infrastructure, they carry their own shit bucket with them.
Oh, that's terrible.
Like... And apparently it's completely normal, just if you have to pee or go to the bathroom, you pop a squat wherever you are, like if you're walking in the middle of the street, and it's completely normal. Like, the guy was like, you know, I'd be walking down the street and I'd bump elbows with somebody, I'd look over to apologize, they just got their wiener in their hand taking a pee in a bucket, or like a lady would just squat over her bucket in the middle of the road and pfft.
Wow. And here we're like, ladies, do not poop. Ever.
No. They especially not in freaking bright orange buckets.
Was it a Home Depot bucket? Every time I see one. So I do have questions. Because you're not getting off that easy. So this bucket. Buckets traditionally do not have what I would say enough rim to sit on. Really. Now maybe you can kind of lean on
it. This must have been like a wide mouth bucket because it was a very nice sitting area.
You know, I went to a campsite once. It always starts with I went camping. I went to a campsite, and it was on an island. And because it was an island, it didn't have like anything that would resemble plumbing. Like, this is not a thing that it did.
Was this St. George Island?
No, that has infrastructure. This was in the middle of the Greenbrier River. It was an island in the middle of the Greenbrier River. Which is fun. Like, you're on an island. That's cool. It's a river with an island in it. But what's different about it is that the way you pooped or peed, there was a small, barely put together wooden shack. It was like a frame, like a square frame. Maybe imagine a shower. A square shower with a blue tarp surrounding all sides, like stapled to it with upholstery staples.
Okay.
And inside that blue tarp room, if you could call it that, was a blue bucket with a toilet seat attached to it.
Oh, God, that sounds magical, comparatively speaking.
So you could go in there and sit on the toilet. I think it might have been a bucket that led to a hole in the ground. It's hard to say. I can't remember. I didn't use it. I just went and peed in the woods and held my poop till I got home.
Oh, my God.
I don't poop in foreign lands, man.
Like that. So, and this just may be like Stephanie and I, the way we thought about stuff or the way we were raised, whatever. But like, anytime I think about someone going, yeah, I just don't go to the bathroom when I'm this or that, because I just hold it. I'm like, all I can think about is like all the toxins just in me that want to be not in me. And it like causes me enough issue that I will crap in a bucket in my garage.
I just
behind a Hello Kitty towel.
I just get in your brain as you're making this decision. Like this is what's gonna have to happen. Survival of the fittest, and I am going to be the fittest.
You see how I eat. There is clockwork involved in my organs.
Clockwork in my organs is one of my favorite songs by Procol Harum.
clockwork organ. So it's like either be in pain because my body's like, literally, what the crap, Ashley? Like, it's go time.
Yeah, what are you doing?
It's your bucket. I don't give a crap that there's 30 people from Guatemala in your house.
So I think that what, you know, you did the right thing, you know, going to poop in a bucket. It's people have done worse things. You know, I mean, every day we poop in clean water and we flush it. Like,
well, there was water in the bucket. Like, it didn't dry poop in the bucket.
Oh, good. I wouldn't have thought to do that. I would have just straight up pooped in that bucket.
That would have been so bad.
It just pooped in there. I would not have thought to fill it up. It would never have even crossed my mind. I would have pooped in that bucket and then be like, oh, this is going to be a problem. I wouldn't have even considered it. Because you don't want to put water in after the fact. That's awful.
No, you put water in because, like, you want it to mimic a toilet. It's just a manually flushing toilet.
I would not have done it, Smash. I would have just moved to that bucket and been like, oh, no.
How did you got it out?
I don't know. Spatula. Gross. Did you spray the poopery? Like, did you go through the full tradition?
Squatty potty in there in my bucket.
And a magazine. You playing Mario.
I did bring my butt wipes out there, though.
Gosh, that's amazing. everything about today is fantastic. This is the best day of my life. Like, I'm so glad we did this makeup show. I'm so glad that it's a makeup show.
Oh, it's hot. I'm hot. I'm starting to
fall. You empty your poop bucket with the poop knife. Thank you, Mitch Streams. I forgot.
Wait, that's a thing, isn't it?
I forgot about the poop knife.
That's like a thing. That's a thing if you need a bucket to, like, not break your plumbing.
Did I tell you about the Reddit post I saw about the poop knife? I probably saw this a million years ago, but now I've mentioned it, I have to tell the story of a guy who had posted on Reddit that he was at a friend's house in like a different part of the country or whatever. His family always had a poop knife. And he said, hey, I need your poop knife. And they were like, wait, what? What are you talking about? He might have gone off to college or something and was without a poop knife. And he thought that everyone had poop knives. That was just a thing that you had. And he got relentlessly made fun of for asking for a poop knife like it was a normal thing.
Was he also given some fiber?
Oh, man, I hope so. This is parenting, the secret thing that they don't tell you is that when you're a parent, your job is not to raise your kids to be normal people. Well, there's an unspoken rule, and that is to make sure your kids are prepared for everyone else. Not necessarily that they do what you want them to do, but that they fully understand that what you do might be oddball, and they might be a weirdo, and then be like, hey, man, we poop knife in this house, but everyone else doesn't have one. Not saying you don't get to ask for one. I'm just saying you might want to bring your own, you know?
How does one hygienically carry a poop knife?
I don't know. How does one hygienically carry a poop bucket?
Oh, dude. They're, you know, water in before, water in after, and then copious amounts of Clorox bleach.
Midstream says your prison pocket. Oh, gosh. This show is just, I don't even know what to do with you people.
The only person in phase that I took a shit in a bucket was my husband.
I know, everybody
else. I don't
else
talk
is just
about
like,
going to the bathroom.
No, Ashley doesn't go to the bathroom as far as we know.
It's okay. It's the show. After I get off the show, Jacob and I will not speak of this.
It's over.
Done. There's Joe Ashley is closed off for the evening. Thank you.
There's no better place to share embarrassing stories than on the internet in front of millions of your closest friends.
Oh my God. I was sitting there and I'm like, if we do the show tonight, I need to tell everybody about my immense discomfort. Because I'm just watching people out the window, walking back and forth, cutting my flooring. And I'm like, please don't need me. Please don't need me. Please don't need me. Please don't need me. They'll see the towel and like, but what if somebody pushes on the door? Because I'm like this close to the door, right? I'm like, what if they try to get in the door? Do I just go occupied and shut the door?
My drinks is occupied. Yes. Yes, that is what you would do.
Shitty situation, Steven.
It was. And I'm so glad that you told that story today.
Okay. We should move on to actual news or something.
The vanilla orchid and its vanilla bean is the only commercially grown orchid crop. What? I didn't know a vanilla bean came from an orchid.
Do you mind blooming behind me?
Can you get a vanilla bean out of that?
No. You would have to... Orchid seeds are tiny. You see the seeds in the vanilla bean, right?
Yes, because isn't that you scrape the seeds out, and then you vodka it or something? I don't know the rules.
Well, you can dump the whole thing. You can, cut it open and dump the whole thing. But, I mean, that's where the plant comes from, is the seeds.
Yeah, okay. Gotcha.
Teeny, teeny, tiny little seeds. So you would just buy a pre-nurtured vanilla orchid and then grow it like that.
Today I learned plants come from seeds. This is new.
Lol.
So do people.
Oh, my God. Did Jacob tell you the sex pumping?
No, but now I need to know. Now I'm curious. Please tell me more.
Steven gets intrigued. Now this is a thing. No, but I need to know more.
I'm so excited about this mustache.
You know what? Do this with your mustache, and I bet you look like a freaking... Oh, my God, Steven.
I just want to be Val Kilmer in Tombstone, but my face is too round for it.
Are you going to do the pirate face shape for the head shave and keep the awesome stash?
Thinking about it.
Oh, guys, if Steven does this, I don't think you fully understand my excitement level, because I have been begging him to do this since I lived with him.
I will be ridiculed by my sweet wife until the end of time. And that will be okay with me, because I will have this killer mustache.
You may end up with a second child. You never know.
I think you're right. Everyone who sees Val Kilmer in Tombstone is like, holy crap.
That is one sexy TB patient.
Yeah, you'd be like, I'd be all up on that with some tuberculosis.
And maybe a condom, because he slept with some hookers.
Probably. Do people who sleep... Did people he slept with get tuberculosis? It was incredibly contagious.
Yeah, I was going to say I don't know. I think TB was a fairly,
it was common, but you died. You didn't die instantly.
That just makes me want to cough, because I'm just like, bacteria eating my lungs.
It took a long time. He got it at 20, diagnosed at 21, result of taking care of his mom when he was 15, who had TB. So he was diagnosed at 21 and didn't die till he was 36. I mean, it's a sucky life.
I was going to say that those last couple years must have sucked.
Yeah, he moved from Georgia to Texas, met Wyatt Earp, saved Wyatt Earp's life through some such a thing.
Wyatt Earp was a scumbag, wasn't he?
No, maybe.
I thought Earp was kind of a scumbag person, and Doc Holliday was his only redeeming quality.
No, I don't know. I mean, I know that the basic plot of Tombstone is pretty legit. They really did those things as far as hunting down the cowboys, and then they got in trouble for hunting down the cowboys, and a sheriff put them in jail and put Doc Holliday in jail, and then Wyatt Earp got him extradited to Texas. I don't know. It's nuts. Anyway, welcome to history.
Tombstone was such a... I don't like westerns. I've liked Quigley Down Under, Tombstone.
Down Under is barely a western. It takes place in Australia. You like it because Alan Rickman was on it.
Yes.
Yeah. And because he had that amazing gun, dude. He was like, I'm going to shoot this guy from 3 billion miles away. Kapow! And it was so tense, because he would line up the sights. And he's
yes!
They're riding off into the distance, and he's just measuring slowly. He raises it. Pow! And then 3 seconds later, the dude falls off the horse. It's the coolest thing. If you haven't watched Quigley Down Under, you need to.
It's like an old movie. That's like it's old that movie. Old.
It's Tom Selleck in his prime, which was a long time ago. Yes.
Every man that got a statue made of him was one kind of a son of a bitch or another. Zap.
Sounds about right.
Is that a quote? Or it's did you be just a quote pull that
from
out of your
either
brain?
Quigley or Tombstone. I'm pretty sure it's Quigley. I don't remember Tombstone having that.
Neither do I. I mean, I barely remember Quigley. I just remember that I like it.
Yeah, it was a good movie. We should have a movies that Ashley and Steven like together marathon.
So like two of them?
Oh, that was Mal to Jane from Firefly. Firefly is neither of the things we were talking about.
Oh, my God. Those, the writing on the show and the movie. I'm just like, if I could ever be half that clever. Damn.
You ever say something out loud, like in conversation, that you're like, must remember what I just said, because that's going in a book. I do that and then forget what I just said.
Yeah. Most of mine are when all the lights are out, I'm laying there daydreaming at night. I'm just about asleep, and I'm like, mm-hmm. But like, if I get my phone and start ticking, like the light will wake Jacob up. Like last night, he's like, what? I'm like, it's me, don't worry about it. Or like, if I turn on a light to write, but I'm like, mother.
It's just gone.
Yeah.
It's gone. You should always be writing. That's the goal. As I say, what, the thousand words in my story for the end of the month.
I was going to say, how are those two stories going for Laundered and Science?
Shut up. Laundered is done, so you can bite me. Have you read it yet? No, probably not.
No, but you are next on my list, because I got subs, and I'm halfway through Anthony's, and you're next.
You don't even have to edit mine. It's been edited by the master editor herself.
Yeah, I know Kelly. That. I wasn't reading it for editing, and I wanted to read it for fun, but I also felt really bad because I'd been sitting on subs for a week, and I'd been sitting on Anthony's for two.
Oh,
and they both asked for actual edits.
They asked for real help.
They didn't want to wow me with their awesomeness. They're like, please format.
Do the thing. World news. Wild parrots are destroying poppies to feed their opium addiction. Oh, this is sad.
What?
Some farmers in central India are on high alert as flocks of wild parrots are tearing into their poppy plants for opium. The parrots, who have apparently developed a serious addiction to opium, have even learned when and how to covertly descend upon the plants. This is just sad.
Ninja parrots?
This is just sad. Poor guys.
Is there a picture of a high parrot?
Probably.
Oh, that's so cute.
Video footage captured in India's Madhya Pradesh state shows wild parrots frantically ripping apart the poppy seed pods. In some cases, the birds can be seen cutting the stalks below the pods and flying off into the trees with them. The parrots wait until the farmers cut the poppy pods to help them ripen, which exposes latex, which is rich in morphine. The birds have also learned to be stealthy, swooping silently down into the poppy fields without making a sound. Like ninja birds. They put on
ninja
the ninja
parrots.
Mask. They're all set. The farmers say that the parrots have become so addicted to the opium that they must be on guard nearly all the time to prevent the birds from eating the seeds and getting high. Dr. R.S. Chundawat is an opium specialist in Mandsaur who explained to the Daily Mail that opium would affect the parrots in the same way that coffee or tea affects humans, giving them instant energy. He said that once the birds experienced this feeling, they would have quickly fallen prey to the addiction before turning completely yellow, going Super Saiyan, and potentially eating everyone. It said that at the end. I promise. That last part was really there.
So where do... I hate that I like this because saying this is going to make me sound like some corner idiot. I love poppy flowers. I think they are they're like one of my favorite flowers. The red ones, they're gorgeous. But like, what do? I would like a poppy.
Someone sell me a poppy flower, please. I promise I'm not gonna.
Can I please grow poppies? Because they're red and black. Hello.
But you can't grow weed, so you probably shouldn't.
I don't necessarily think that's like a pretty plant because it looks like something that randomly grows in the
forest.
It
does look like a weed, like a bush.
Yeah. Yeah, it literally looks like a weed. Where do poppies natively grow? Because I like, what is the poppy's protection against being eaten when things get addicted to it?
And wasn't there like a China thing? The poppy road? It's like next to the Silk Road, but it was like a lot more jacked up. Nobody wanted to ride on it. It's considered the dangerous trade trail. Places. It grows in places. Probably
they thrive in temperate climates that are probably native to the Mediterranean, but they can be grown in subtropical and tropical regions. They're probably, how do we not know?
You think that's intentional vagary to keep people from growing it themselves? Oh, I live in a climate perfect for poppies.
I like the red poppy. Is that that's still like opium, right?
The red I don't know. I don't know anything about poppies.
I don't. I always thought it was like you couldn't do the thing. But how did like how are they protected from? Maybe you can grow red poppies.
I don't know. Look up, go to Lowe's and see if you can get some red hot poppy seeds from the garden center. I'm going to Google this and then the FBI
somebody,
is going to descend
subject,
on me.
I need you to research thing because I'm going to be like the next 20 minutes going, where can Ashley buy poppies?
Yeah, you can buy red poppies.
I'm a flaming idiot.
Yeah, these are really pretty. Turkish right? tulip. I mean,
so,
I don't,
are they not? It says the opium poppy is a larger. Oh, it's not the same effing plant. I'm an idiot, and I was an idiot on air.
It's okay. That's we make a living this way. It's totally fine.
Oh my god! Jacob.
He's like, order me poppy seeds now.
I need poppies.
It's, you know, well, now you learned. They're not the same thing. You can have poppy seeds there.
Because that's like, I have a pen from the DAR. It's a red poppy, and we, like, wear it for the vets. And I'm like, why are we using, like, an opioid plant to represent vets that statistically have higher opioid addictions than the general public? We're a-holes.
That was a valid question.
You're ignorant, Ashley.
Well, hey, the important thing is that you've learned it, and you can now correct the behavior. Which is the,
no
that
one
is,
remember this.
Do you know how much that separates you from like the common man is the ability to take in new information and adjust your outlook based on that? That's an incredible skill. Not everyone has it.
We were assuming I'll remember this conversation.
I would point to our U.S. government as an example. That when you take in new information that's based in fact, you can then adjust your preconceived notions you've developed by listening to those around you and then change yourself to the betterment of society and everyone.
Lol. I had a 12-year-old, because I was volunteering doing tutoring over the weekend, I had a 12-year-old say something about the wall. The 12-year-old looked at me and goes, I have to write a paper on, you know, the wall that's going up. And I'm like, Oh God. Do you? She's like, yeah. She's like, I don't really understand why he's building a wall because it's only in one part of the U.S. If you're going to build a wall, wouldn't you build it everywhere? Because what's to stop them from getting in anywhere else? And I'm like, you're 12 and you fundamentally understand this better than the entire government of the United States of America. And you're at a place for troubled girls.
You own a globe. Congratulations. You own one and have looked at it before and said,
oh
wow, you mean you could probably get on a boat on the Yucatan Peninsula.
She said that. She's like, what's the stop? And she's like, isn't that kind of wrong? And I'm like, well, what do you think? Yes, it's fucking wrong.
Oh, that's the best thing I've ever heard. I don't have anything to celebrate I have this. There, that's the celebration for the genius.
That will never stop being one of the most beautiful noises. Does Stephanie listen to the show?
No, never, and never that I know of. Well, tonight, so, maybe.
Can we talk about her B-Day?
Oh, probably yes, probably not.
Can you tell everybody what we're thinking about doing so everybody can watch the thing and get excited?
Hey, everybody. We're thinking about throwing Stephanie a miraculous ladybug party. It's a show on Netflix.
It's really good.
Sailor Moonish, and she really digs it.
The first season makes no sense, but then the second season actually has a plot. It's freaking adorable, and we used the music to walk my flower girl down the aisle when I was getting married.
You did. I forgot about that. That was totally there.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like a French.
You married us, Steven. You were totally there.
Was I there? I don't remember it. It's all a blur. That was must have been some other preacher man. I've been a reverend for a year now, by the way, just so we all know.
He got his congratulatory reverending.
I did. It was great. I got my congratulations. You are a reverend. Note.
You'll have two weddings under your belt soon.
I will. I'm excited about it. Then I'm retiring. I'm putting the robes down. I don't want to do anymore.
But what about when Sub gets married?
I'll do Subs. See, I'm a pushover. It doesn't take much.
You're like, I'll retire. I'll do subs.
You would have me stand in front of people and say words? This is crazy. I would never.
Slump, can I be your flower girl?
Yeah, I think that would actually be a great idea. Whoever he marries may have some say in it, but it's hard to tell.
Oh, yeah, because women typically, like, plan shit.
Yeah, but, like, millennials are all new agey. Who knows what they'll do, you know? What is Sub's not a millennial? Sub's like a
Sub's
new
a 50-year-old man, Steven.
That's a good point. Sub is Sub is far more mature than he should be.
That's what I get me flowers.
Desperately trying to make all the levels work. I don't know what happened between last week and this week, but my mixer's like, screw you. I'm gonna make all the volumes wrong.
Bam.
Like,
I
okay.
Guarantee you Sam walked in there and nozzled you.
Like, blah, 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 stuff I never pay attention to. We'll see. So your turn. Your story.
Oh wait. Like, Zeph's posting Poppy stuff, and I was like, and all I see is Poppies and Wankle, and I'm like, that's the most interesting comment. I need to read it after Small Town News. Oh, Sub, you're moving to Wyoming. Wyoming District will open one student next fall.
One student school.
No.
You accidentally a word.
Yes. it won't open a student. It's not dissecting anybody. Although
great.
That story took a dramatically. If anybody needs a plot for their science submission for Eclectically Science.
This is a much darker story than we initially anticipated.
Wyoming School District plans. Put a pin in that. to reopen an isolated school to serve a single student entering kindergarten this fall.
What are you going to do?
Move the kid? How much? The Laramie Boomerang. That's not a school name.
That's a newspaper.
Cozy Hollow is the school. Laramie Boomerang, Cozy Hollow. Like, These are beautifully squishball names, and I like them.
It's making a lot more sense now. The Laramie Boomerang, when you throw a paper, does it just come back?
My blood tea has been spilled.
I'm so sorry. That's the first thing I thought of was a paper boy going, whoop, I can't get rid of these papers. We need to change the name. Change it to Laramie Stick, because this boomerang crap isn't working.
A professional animator on staff, and they would just sit and animate shorts based on the stupid stuff that we saw.
Eric did that for a bit. He would draw our stories.
That was fantastic. The T-Rump was still one of my favorite ones.
Now he's famous. He ain't got time for that.
Yeah, no. He did draw our D&D stuff.
He did. He's killer.
He's like, hey, guys. I love you here, and we're just like splooge. Cozy Hollow School is about 60 miles north of Laramie. A modular classroom is already there, but hasn't been used for about a decade.
There's so much to unpack in the story. There's so much. There's politics and waste. Is this in the United States of America?
Wyoming is indeed a state.
Oh God, it did say Wyoming. You know what? Maybe I shouldn't get the purple flowers. The red flowers.
No,
whatever.
Yeah.
What the hell is in this tea?
Poppy tea. It's
His
all that
sheetrock
dust.
Taking my brain powers. It will be the second one. Wyoming is, in fact. It will be the second one student school in the Albany County School District. They're only a few miles apart, but connecting roads are impassable much of the winter. This is why Jacob tells me to finish reading before I start ranting.
This makes a lot of sense now. They simply can't have school with each other all year.
I cannot have school with you, sir.
This
My roads are impassable.
Suck. Like, the only thing that makes school worth going to is the other people.
Right?
Like, there's no, like, school is painful without other people. That are
like,
suffering.
It would be cheaper just to send the children to this kid's house.
Yeah, don't open a school. Just send a tutor.
Wyoming law requires on-site education for isolated students when it's impossible to transport them to other schools. Like, how the hell much does it snow up there?
I'm never moving there. That's what I know.
Do what?
I'm never moving there. Not with that much snow. Forget that.
Is Wyoming known for skiing or something? Or is it just like, is it flat snow?
I've been
to
Jackson Hole. It's beautiful. I've seen the Grand Tetons, which might as well be called the Grand Tatas because apparently it means boobs.
Oh my God, the chicken Costco.
Oh, my boobie. I'll tell that story next.
Yay! The district tried live streaming classes for isolated students, but it did not work well, especially for young children. Duh. District officials say it will cost about $150,000 combined to educate the two students that school year.
Not that much. Drop in the bucket.
Yeah.
I mean, when you have like...
Nobody else will have pencils, but...
When you have two taxpaying families, I suppose that is expensive.
Just have them come to the house.
You got to educate the children.
Or, like, is there somewhere, like, that you could just keep some of it shut down?
Like, what do you mean shut down? Like, we're not going to school?
This is a modular classroom, so, like, it's not like they're going to have a... It'll be like a bathroom and a room.
I think that means it's a trailer. I think modular classroom means it's a trailer.
Sub's home room is in the modular classroom, and he's like, it's fun when it rains and I have to walk back to the building.
Dude, that high school they just built down the street? Holy balls, it's huge. Huge.
That looks like Azkaban.
It does. It is Azkaban. The Dementors were shipped in the last week. They'll be arriving. They've prescribed everyone in the nearby vicinity chocolate once a week to help with the radiation.
Can we do radiation? Is that what makes you sick from the Dementors?
Yeah, it's really like they want to be all wizardy about it. It's just radiation poisoning.
And chocolate helps with that. Chocolate helps with the rads.
The chocolate's laced with iodine. Help get that out of you.
Can we, for Sam's birthday party, can we please make it Harry Potter? He won't understand it at all.
No, we've already picked out the decorations.
What are you doing?
Transformers. What else? That's all he thinks about all the time. Okay. All the time.
Yeah.
I mean, I love Transformers.
You'll be Megatron, and I'll be bad Megatron. They're both bad, Sam. Yeah, but you'll be bad Megatron.
No, you're Megatron, and you've switched yourself from bad to good. His big thing, he never wants to hurt the bad guys. He wants to flip them from bad to good.
Oh, he just wants to punch me in the face.
Even when playing Dungeons & Dragons, he was fighting plants because his thing was he wanted to fight bad plants. So I made some plants that like piranha plants or Mario, and he didn't want to fight them. He wanted to get to them and switch them from bad to good.
Oh, God, that kid's in so much trouble in high school.
He's such a wonderful kid. He's like, I didn't want to hurt him. I just want to flip him from bad to good. Oh, okay. You just wanted him to be good. I understand.
Can I let him play Plants vs. Zombies?
No. You can't let him do anything.
Can I take him to the store and buy him a cutesy 2D slime surprise so I can see if I get my toy and he can play with poo slime?
No. Don't do that either. No more slime. Slime got on the curtains. Oh, slime got on the curtains.
I wasn't there. Kiss mass.
Ma boobe. So, everybody, there's a lady at Costco, and her name is Ma boobe. M-A-H-B-O-O-B-E-H. And I saw it one day when we were checking out, and I couldn't help but chuckle, because I don't know if you know what Ma boobe sounds like, but it sounds like Ma boobe's. And then I thought about what it would be like if you were like, has anyone seen my boobie?
paging my boobie.
Paging my boobie. Has anybody seen my boobie? And it's tragic.
It's so much funnier when you say it.
It's tragic because I know that that's a beautiful name wherever in her native tongue. Whatever. Like, it's a beautiful name. But in the U.S.
How do you spell it?
M-A-H-B-O-O-B-E-H. Mabube. Mabube.
It's Farsi. How to pronounce Mabube.
Yeah. Is it like we think? Oh, this is a good thing. This will help my brain.
Okay, wait. I have to sit through five seconds of Sargento ads.
Jeez.
Skip it. How is this 30 seconds? Just tell me how to pronounce Mabube.
It's probably wrong. Mabube.
Oh, no, Steven.
What?
It's
Is it what I think? Is it my boobay?
My boobay.
My boobay.
My boobay.
There it is. My boobay. My boobay. Anyway, that was a sidebar. News better left until. Man delivering food allegedly dips testicle in salsa over low tip.
He teabagged the salsa.
He went bloop. Dropped. I feel like that would be more bad for you with your balls than for the people. I mean, I feel like it'd be bad for both people, but I feel like your balls in salsa is bad as well.
Was it spicy?
It's hard to tell. We shall find out if we read the story past the subject. This Tennessee man took a double dipping to another level while delivering food from a Mexican restaurant. Howard Matthew Webb, three names for serial killers like this,
yep.
31, is accused of putting both his testicles in a customer's salsa container ordered last month.
You're not saying, though.
From a Maryville establishment. I like that this article went deep with the details and was like, how many testicles exactly did he put in there? And they were like, both.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, that means we know he only has the two, which is important.
or one doesn't necessarily hang much lower than the other.
Right. Because they do hang one a little lower than the other so that you don't kick them while you're walking. That's what science told me. Puberty growth and development class explained to me why one ball hangs lower than the other ball.
So why does one boob hang lower than the other boob?
That's just gravitational forces on either side of your body are different.
I would say that it's for... So I feel like right-handed women should have a bigger left boob to draw the bow back. But most right women boobies have that... Just read the story.
Are all women archers? Is this the thing? Like, I feel like you just generalized everybody into being an archer. Left boobies are larger to pull the bow back. What?
What the hell else reason would there be, genetically speaking, other than we evolved shooting shit?
We are archers. Or golfers. What are the other?
You're like, are all women archers? Ashley, shut up. My boobay.
My boobay. He was arrested Friday after a 14-second video surfaced of his revenge against a low-paying customer. Police said Webb was a passenger in the vehicle when the order was delivered January 12th by an independent contractor for dinner delivered. Check, never using that one. The driver allegedly filmed Webb placing his testicles in the customer's salsa and posting a video saying, "This is what you get when you give an 89-cent tip for an almost 30-minute drive."
30? Why does your company let you drive 30 minutes for a delivery?
That food is going to taste like crap by the time it gets to them.
Right?
Come on,
like,
now.
Normally there's a 2-mile cutoff.
Yeah, the Webb is heard saying, oh, it feels good, the arrest warrant says. The video began to circulate online and dinner delivered notified authorities. Police arrested Webb and charged him with an adulteration of food. He remained in jail Wednesday on a $45,000 bond. I did not know that was a law. I learned something. Adulteration of food. Does that mean putting your organs in food? Like, is that what American Pie was about? Could they have called that movie Adulteration of Pie? Like, is that a thing?
But that's post-consumer.
Adulteration. That's like I spent time with another food that wasn't this food.
Oh, my God, Steven.
It's the Bible speaks about this. Adulterated food is food that is generally impure, unsafe, or unwholesome. The main federal laws governing adulterated foods are the Federal Food, Drug, and Cosmetic Act, the Federal Meat Inspection Act, and the Poultry Products Inspection Act. Lots of acts.
Gross.
Acts, like putting your wiener in your salsa there. Salsa wiener.
Can that please be?
I added some meat to
title.
The salsa, if you know what I mean.
I heard you were a vegetarian, lol.
You ever had that meatball salsa? I put it in the. Got you a special treat there. I mean, what do you do once you've got the salsa?
This
you
is
just
the
eat
evil
it?
Version of Steven, just because of the mustache.
Charlemagne LaFontaine would put his balls in the salsa. I'll show them what they did. Yes, indeed.
I love that you can't not be that farmer.
I know, is really hard. I've got to really work for Charlemagne LaFontaine. His voice is in there. I just gotta get it out.
He used to be piratey. Like, Steven couldn't get past the pirate voice.
I couldn't. There's no way I could get past the pirate. But now
he would
go
from Scottish to piratish really quickly.
Now I'm just like, I'm just an old man who likes to fish. And then I really need to be like an uppity Charlemagne LaFontaine, the fighter, the world traveler, the monster destroyer. I'm a joker. I'm a toker. I don't know. Midnight smoker. I don't remember. It's Steve Miller Band, right? Somebody.
I don't know. The gambler.
The gambler.
The rambler,
the rambling man. Lord, I was born a rambling man. Best I can.
My mom did her when we took ASL in college, and we had to, our final exam was to completely sign a song, and so mom did the gambler. Yeah.
Okay. Right? Yeah. Sure.
And I did Aerosmith, You're My Angel.
Oh, because it had like four words in it.
You're my angel. You're my angel.
That's amazing.
Stephanie was like, I hate you.
I feel like that's cheating.
That's not cheating. Like, I got that song okayed. It's not my fault they did four times the work that I had to do. I studied that morning.
That's amazing. Oh, by the way, for those who missed it, ASL is American Sign Language, not age, sex, location. For those familiar with the old
ASL class, la, la, la,
Yahoo chat from 1998. Age, sex, location?
I was told by a German that was rude to ask people. And well, so I haven't since Sven told me that in like 1998. Thanks, Sven.
Well, back in the day, it was the first thing you said in a chat room. One of the first chat rooms I ever remember being a part of was one called Fun Chat. And it was like in a legit fun chat room. Like, it wasn't like AOL. It was, what was it? Yahoo. Remember Yahoo chats?
You
go in Yahoo chat rooms. And it was like all the first 50 of them are like girls for boys for girls. Ask girls anything. Girls ask boys anything. Butts and boobs. Blah 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 blah. You know, and all that stuff. And Fun Chat was like Fun Chat, and all it was fun. There was like eight people in there. I don't know who they were, but they were generally talking about normal people things.
What I always did the chat on the games because I would play pool.
Oh yeah.
I love playing pool because you could take, like, something straight. Yeah?
Yeah.
Line it up with your cue, and I would win every time because that's...
Oh, you know, you're a cheater.
Because the line wasn't there. Yeah, because, I mean, computer screens were, like, the size of iPhones now.
They really were. Like, you had a 15-inch screen. You were something else.
Yeah, so I would just do that, and Chris was like, "How you're so good at this!" But you know, 20 years later, he's like, "I used to beat you all the time."
Me and Stephanie played pool on the old chat rooms when we were first flirting with each other a little in high school.
That's adorable.
And both of us were so done playing, but neither of us would tell the other one that we were done playing. So it's like, "You want to play again? Yeah, sure. You want to play again? Yeah, sure." Oh gosh, I'm so done.
Well, so the you play again to me or you that we're like, they want to play again, and I don't want to be the one to crush them.
Yeah.
But to Stephanie, it's just like, what do you want to do? Oh, you do want to play again? Okay.
I remember we almost beat Wolfenstein 2 playing it all afternoon. And like both of us didn't really want to play anymore because you can only first person shoot for so long before you just want to kill yourself. You're like, I'm done, especially back in the age of the Xbox. Like, there's only so much game there. And we both wanted to quit, but neither of us would. It's like battle of the wills. I can do this.
That's so fun. Like, your dating history was so different than mine.
Yeah, it turned out to be pretty successful. Yours was, we're still together.
You did much better at the start. It took me a day or two.
It did indeed work out, I think. WTF section! WTF! That was the death metal version.
I was going to say something like 1990.
Speaking
rock.
Of, we lost two people today. Prodigy Man died. And then Luke Perry flipping died. He had a stroke like 2 days ago. He's dead now. He's like 50. Luke Perry. Like, me and Jacob are going to have to watch 8 seconds to remember Luke Perry. Some people are like, Buffy the Vampire Slayer, 90210. Yeah, I'm like, flipping Buffy. 8 seconds. Man, that's a good movie.
I don't know what that is, but I know Buffy.
He rode a bull. He played Lane Frost, world's greatest bull rider.
Lane Frost, what a good stripper name.
It's a great name for a bull rider. His best friend's name was Tuff Hedeman. T-U-F-F. That wasn't his real name, but he slammed his hand in a car door or something when he was a kid and didn't even cry. His dad called him Tuff from then on. So he got that name stuck. So when he went bull riding, it was Tuff.
That's kind of adorable. I like that kind of nickname.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. So
Sam's going to be 30 and we're going to be calling him Meow.
So he was riding bulls.
Tuff, especially a bull rider who happens to be a stripper. Ooh, Griffin.
Oh, what if they were a bull rider and a stripper?
Yeah, what if they were a bull riding stripper? So, yeah, do they strip dude, as they're riding the bull?
Lane Frost died at the age of 25 riding a bull.
Oh, gored or just trampled?
I think it was internal injuries from the shenanigans. So he tried to ride Red Rock. I thought I was close. I was close. I haven't watched this movie in like a million years. I was like, I think he died riding a bull named Big Red. But it was Red Rock. Red Rock was the name of the bull. But anyway, this is, I know we're talking about a fiction. Well, it's not really fictional, but Luke Perry played him once. Bull turned and hit him. Let's see. I'll just read it. On July 30th, 1989, the Cheyenne Frontier Days Rodeo in Cheyenne, Wyoming, after completing a successful 91-point ride on a Brahma bull named Taking Care of Business, Frost dismounted and landed in the dirt. The bull turned and hit him in the back with his horn. Although he was not gored, broke several ribs. He initially rose to his feet, waving at Tuff Hedeman for help. As he took a couple of steps, he fell to the ground, causing his heart and lungs to be punctured by the broken ribs. Oh, that's horrible. He shouldn't have got up. Oh, that's the worst.
Stay down.
Oh, that's the worst. I didn't know how that happened. Oh, that's
That makes it because you're like, he could have survived that.
Yeah,
maybe the fall never ridden a bull again, but he could have survived that.
Yeah, thanks for swinging by, Griffin. You the best.
Griff, have a good one. Thank you.
Yeah, man, that's horrible. But anyway, watch 8 seconds. It's not that great of a movie, but it's pretty good.
My God. Steven on movie reviews. Watch this. It's not really good, but it's pretty good.
That's what Sam's been doing that lately. Sam will come to me and they're like, you feeling okay, Sam? He's like, I'm not sick, but I'm kind of sick.
Oh my God. I like the way he tilts his head to the side.
I'm not
and, like,
sick, but kinda I'm kind of sick. Yeah. Are you feeling okay? Well, he's not bad, but he's kind of bad. Okay. Okay, buddy.
We need to teach Sam the words mediocre or más o menos, yeah?
He also, despite our best efforts to explain to him what tomorrow, today, and yesterday are, he will not get it. We're going to do that tomorrow. What's tomorrow? Tomorrow's after we go to sleep tonight and we wake up. After my nap? No. After that, go to sleep. After my second sleep? He understands two. He understands three, four, five, whatever, but he can't get yesterday. He says last day. I want to go do that thing we did last day, and it's like a month ago.
I got to ask you if you're shocked that Mini-Me has no concept of time.
Oh, son of a gun.
Yeah, sorry.
You're right. Every time, you're right.
No, God! No, God, please, no! 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 No!
I just... I need you to prepare to set an alarm for when he should wake up, when he should be downstairs, and when he should be leaving, and then expect not to have any of those happen for at least 15 minutes after the alarm goes off.
I'm going
to
die. I will die. I will die a slow, painful death. I'm.
Yeah.
The bus
is leaving at 6, Sam!
And
Sam hears 6 o'clock, so he wakes up at 6:15.
Smash, I grew up being dictated by the clock. The clock was everything. The clock was life. If the clock told you it was 10 a.m. and your dad said you were leaving at 10 a.m., you left at 10 a.m. and the bus left at 10 a.m. The clock was everything. And even then, if we're going to leave at 10, by the time you wake up in the morning, the time has shifted to 9:30. We're now going to leave at 9:30. And you're like, what the crap happened to those extra 30 minutes I had?
I don't do time shifts. Time shifts can kiss my ass. If somebody tells me a time, then I will leave at that time. And if they change it, I lose my shit. And then I will dig my heels in for an extra 15 minutes to tell you, you had a good thing with me, but you lost it with this early shit.
We planned to do something that was like, we're going to leave it at 7:30. And everybody went to bed knowing 7:30. And we wake up and everybody's on point at 6:45. It's like, well, we're going to leave at 7. Nope. No, you can't do that. I mean, you can do it to me because I'll just make it happen because I do what other people tell me to do. I'm a wonderful employee.
Your heart's exploding the entire time, but you're like, okay, I'll make it happen.
Like, you want 7:30? You want 7:15? I will give you 7:15. You want 7? It's 10 till 7, but I will do it as I roll out of bed. Got this. You know, I do what you tell me to, Drill Sergeant. All right, go, Smash. This is your story.
My alien fell.
That alien's pretty awesome.
I had him on my cup. I'll just take him off.
I can't keep my mustache pointy enough. I keep having to, I need mustache wax.
I need to get you mustache wax. Smile.amazon.com/mustache wax.
I need the mustache wax or it's just not going to stay.
Jacob!
What?
Meet a Sheffield man who drinks a pint of his own urine every day.
Oh, no.
I just burped. Can you say that name?
Look at these people's glorious stashes with their mustache wax.
Wait, is there mustache wax pictures?
What was that? Oh, that was people doing stuff. Huh? Yeah. I just searched mustache wax and I looked at pics and they were like people with awesome mustaches.
How do you say Fabian Farquharson?
Fabian Farquharson. Wait, that sounds terrible.
Fabian Faku.
I don't know.
What are you? FF.
I need
F squared.
I need Dragon Con money for my birthday, McFly. I don't need mustache wax.
Yes, Steven's like, I need money to get a room. I'm like, dude, we're going to have to drive an RV down there and just sleep in the back of a truck.
We're totally going to get a panel, too. I have a master plan. We're going to get on one. It might not be ours, but we're going to get on one.
Fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa. 37 has been gulping down his own fresh... Okay, wait. Fresh and month-old urine for 3 years. Okay, Kelly would give you side eyes for the way this is written because you can't have fresh and month old urine. You need to grammar that better. So he apparently drinks his own pee immediately and then somehow stores his urine for at least a month. Anyway, he read about the benefits online. Him and Steven went to the same school of did you know that decaffeinated.
Oh, shut up. I was thinking about that today. It's funny you bring that up.
Did you know that decaffeinated coffee comes from the dirt?
I don't even like you anymore. I am gullible because there's no one in the world who would think to lie to me.
It was adorable and how excited he was, guys. But that does not mean that I'm not going to loll at him. He starts every day with a pint of fresh urine, chased down, God, it's so bad when you say this, with 400 milliliters of aged pee.
Why'd they have to say pee? Like, that's so much less whatever
as
it is.
As somebody who held a cup of her own urine in her hand today.
In a bucket of her own poo. We want to bring.
That was for the dirt comment, wasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it was. You pooped in a bucket today.
This is how you know Steven and I are related.
Gotcha.
We're able.
Jab, jab, jab.
The interior designer claims that the unusual thirst quencher has left him feeling healthier, happier, and smarter. You are drinking toxins that your body expelled because it didn't think you needed it. Your kidneys and your liver filter this shit out for a reason. Oh, you know what? I see all the shit I pooped out today.
I think I'll just make me a poop steak. Poop directly on the grill. Cook it right up.
It would be so much
I'm going to throw up. That's the worst thing I've ever
heard. Why did you say that? Bobby said, I've been researching alternative medicines when I read about drinking age here. You know what else? Like beet juice, ginger, honey. Those all taste good. Even together. I've always been open-minded about that sort of thing, so I decided to give it a go and drink it fresh. I'm gonna throw up. Like I literally had a couple.
I know. I hope no one's eating. Coleman, put the sandwich down.
Sorry, Coleman. So, actually, sorry from like I don't know 3 seconds into the show. Yeah. I talked about. It tasted a bit like a bitter ale initially. It was quite strong, but not a terrible taste, and I had no problem finishing the glass. I'm going to throw up. It was about an hour and a half later that I started to feel amazing. I was absolutely bursting with energy. Now I'd never go a day without it and would recommend it to anyone. But like, what? How?
This has got to be placebo effect on this guy. Like, there's no way. There's no way. It doesn't work that way. Like, science says no.
Why would you drink aged? I don't understand that. He claims to have felt the effects just half an hour after his first sip. He said, I had a spring in my step and felt so energized. I went home that day and cleaned my whole house. As I continued, I noticed an increase in my mental capacity. I felt smarter somehow, able to concentrate more on my overall well-being. And my overall being was better in general. He feels that he has to exercise as a release and says his energy is like that of a child. So was mine, and I don't drink my own piss. After enjoying the benefits of fresh air, and he quickly began to leave some up to a month or until it reaches the desired pH level of 9. The idea, Fabian says, is that by aging, the urine goes through a magnification process and any alleged benefits will be more potent. You could just drink a lemon and have...
This is the worst thing I have ever heard.
Okay, I have to look this up.
Like, there's no logic to this.
For health.
Oh, he's a fruitarian also. And a raw fruitarian.
You are going to get...
You're going to die.
Candidia.
Yeah, you're going to die.
And your tongue is going to...
Steve Jobs was a fruitarian, and you saw what happened to him.
So fruit's fantastic for you, like especially if you're riding bikes or you're cross training, you're a CrossFitter. Like if you need shit tons of energy to sustain you, fruit is fantastic for you. If you sit on your ass all day and eat more than like 2 apples a day,
I mean, but fruit is not, it should not be your primary means. It shouldn't be your only
food.
It's
sugar. I mean, it's not bad. Sugar, it's like, you know,
but it's not
natural sugar, but it's still sugar.
It's sugar. That's why juice is bad for you. Like fruit juice, okay, bad for you. Fruit juice is not good because if you're drinking 17 apples, you could eat 2 and be full, but you're
right.
Concentrating all that juice, which right. is all the sugar, into 16 ounces and going, oh, look at me, I'm having my apples for a day. And it's like, no, you just ate like 17 apples worth of juice, you crazy person.
Right. You didn't get the pectin. You didn't get any of the
You didn't get fiber. The filling part of it that makes you feel full. You just drank sugar. It's not good for you. Don't do it. That's why we don't have apple juice in the house, despite everyone, oh, my kids love apple juice. Apple. Of course they do. Of course your kids love apple juice.
And it messes up your stomach because it's so much sugar.
So much poop. You're going to need 3 buckets for what you're going to do. It's going to be the worst.
I literally had to stop eating. Like, you know, I have a frozen bag of bananas and I would eat a banana or two every day. I freaking love bananas. I started getting these little like bumps in my forehead. I thought it was acne, and like they would itch and they drove me nuts. I'm like, what is wrong with my skin? Like, oh my God. For months and months and months and months and months. And finally, like one day I was just so upset and I was so disheartened because I'm like, I am sick of wearing makeup. Like, I want my skin to look good again. What the hell is wrong with me? And I saw a picture of the exact little bumps that I had on my forehead. I'm like, that's what I have. What is that? And people are like, Bananas. It's a yeast infection. You have too much sugar. Do you eat bananas? It's a yeast infection. Does it itch? It's a yeast. So I literally, like, my skin had yeast on it because
from the bananas.
I was secreting sugar out of my, like, completely jacked up my pH. And I'm just, so, like, I haven't, like, I'll eat maybe a banana, like, once a month now. No problem in the world. Like, cleared up almost immediately.
Yep, you got to be careful with that stuff. If Bullcrap. I eat pizza, I've told Stephanie this, she will not concede that it's true. If I eat pizza, I get zits. Pizza equals zits. Every time. She'd be like, it doesn't have anything to do with your food. I'm like, a pizza yes, Friday, zit on my nose Sunday. No zits otherwise. Eat a pizza, zit on face. No zits, and then I eat a pizza, zit on the face. I think I have it pretty locked down in that pizza equals zit face. Now, granted, some pizzas do not equal as many zit face, or the likelihood of getting one is reduced. Papa Murphy's, for whatever reason, less chance of zit. The extra pepperoni pizza, zit. At Domino's.
Jacob has less problems with the Papa Murphy's, because, like, if he eats pizza, he gets heartburn. And, like, if he eats Papa Murphy's, it's not... He's never complained of having an issue.
I can eat an entire Papa Murphy's pizza by myself.
Steven, real talk. have you had the s'mores pizza from Papa Murphy's?
No, but I have had a s'mores pizza. But I need to know more about this s'mores pizza from Papa Murphy's, because it's only 10:15.
Steven.
Is it good?
I ate an entire s'mores pizza. I think Jacob had maybe two pieces. He definitely had one, maybe two, but I ate the rest of it. Like, I ate half a piece of my pizza that I got, which was really good, and then he put the s'mores pizza down. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to try that.
Yeah.
Because I'd rather, like, if it's good, I'd rather eat that, because I really want something sweet right now, because I'm a girl and estrogen can kiss my ass. I ate a piece and I'm like, I'm like chocolate everywhere. There's just marshmallows dripping off my mouth. And I look at Jacob, I'm like, do you want the rest of that? He's like, no, honey, you, that's all you. Okay. God, it was good.
I love s'mores pizza. Pizza La Stella, we did a work activity last Tuesday at Pizza La Stella where we always get pizza, and their pizza's crap. I mean, it's fine. It's mostly crap, but it's they help us out. They put us in a little upstairs area where we can have our little work gathering all by ourselves. It's nice, it's classy. The bar is always crap. They only ever have two beers on tap, guaranteed an IPA and a stout. Otherwise, best of luck. So none of that. And then we found out, I was sitting up there and somebody said, they don't make the s'mores pizza anymore. And I was like, screw this place. Their pizza's not that good. They don't have beer worth drinking. And then, or beer worth, I like drinking. Excuse me, people who really enjoy your IPAs and stouts, but I do not. I wanted like a hef of some kind. And then they were like, no more s'mores pizza. One of our people left. He just straight up got up. He's like, well, I'm done here. And he leaves.
Oh my God, that's amazing. And I like this person.
Yeah, he's just like, I'm done. And then later we found out that they did still have what they used to make s'mores pizza. So they made a s'mores pizza because they heard how disappointed we were. Aww. And we were never going to come back again. Like, I was going to petition that we find another place to go, because it's just ridiculous. I got all the beers I wanted at the Pit. They were wonderful.
Why did you guys leave the Pit?
Well, because we had two events. We had a Monday and a Tuesday. We had a Pit event, and then we had the Pizza La Stella event.
Oh, so you should just have two pit events with a brief stop.
Everyone can get the meat sweats eating all the barbecue they want. So good. Meat sweats. Did you see the picture I sent to Jacob of the character, the meat sweats from Ninja Turtles?
I did!
I thought you guys would get a kick out of that.
You guys, so like, Jacob and Steven have the biggest bro-tato bromance whatever on the planet. Like, they're ridiculous. Like, they're not blood related, but they should be. And they just send these, like, esoteric little inside joke pictures back and forth, and like, they'll call each other and be like, huh, I should shit in a bucket, huh. And Stephanie and I are like, why? And they both leave each other on speakerphone all the time without telling. So you hear Stephanie go, Jacob, you're on speakerphone. And like today, I'm like, honey, tell them you're on speakerphone when you call. You can't just leave people on speakerphone. They don't know. And so we like picked up and he didn't say anything. Like, Steven, you're on speakerphone.
I always put Jacob on speakerphone.
He does too, like always. I'm like, you can't, like, as if I called Stephanie and she didn't immediately tell me I was on speakerphone. I lead with some stuff sometimes.
That Steven you got there, he's a butthole, right? Am I right?
Most of the time it has to do with a curse word that shouldn't be said around a child and a bucket.
That also makes sense. Yeah, and me and Jacob always keep it short. 30 seconds to a minute. It's usually like, hey, hey, hey. You're all right, boy. You're all right, boy. See, you got a mustache. Reckon I need to grow one, too.
Oh, my God. Steven, what do you want? So, Steven has this thing he likes to... Steven's really, like, great to shop for birthdays and Christmas. Like, Steven's like a little kid. And, like, you always know exactly what Steven wants. And, like, if it's something kind of esoteric that you might not really fully comprehend, like, he'll be like, well, this is the one I want. This is the one I like. I've done lots of research, yada, 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 yada. But Steven also goes out and buys lots of shit the week before Christmas and the week before his birthday. So you're like,
yeah.
Why? Like, you're the most fun one to shop for. Why are you doing this?
I don't have an explanation for myself.
Okay.
And you've got 2 months till my birthday, so there's plenty of time. And nobody needs to buy me anything. You can donate to the Steven Needs a Room at Dragon Con so he can be on a panel fund.
Somebody help us find a room. I don't even have a ticket yet. Like,
somebody needs to help us figure out how to be responsible and get on a panel at Dragon Con. I think we're close. I think we're close. There's lots of panels going on that I feel like we could contribute to as veterans of the podcasting field.
Yeah. Everybody's been chit-chatting on the Discord.
It's getting lively in there.
It is, finally. Because when I finally bounced out, I'm like, screw you guys. I'm sick of, like, texting to myself.
Yeah, it's getting lively. Lots of people jumping in. Lots of conversations.
Just took me to leave.
Yeah. Got some cool people in there, in that yes. Dragon Con Discord.
Yeah, we've already met some fun people in there.
Yeah, they're great. Yeah.
By the way, do you watch Zaf's Fuzzy Fizzle Water?
Yes. Zeva, if you're a fan of this show and this shenanigans and this network, you should also be following The Foamy Truth on twitch.tv. So that you can watch Zafo and friends talk about beer. It's great. You should watch it. They have a very good time. I had a very good time watching them. They're getting the ball rolling. They're making some stuff happen. And they're just fun people. I enjoyed watching. I hung out for a little while. I was like, this is great.
Bummed out because we didn't have internet yesterday. We had people over and doing drywall.
Their production value is 10 times greater than ours. And we've been doing this for a million years. Well, go to their Twitch channel and watch their VODs. They're fun. And yes. There's all these people there in the room with them. So it's like a crowd. And it's
are
a good
we going
to
be doing it again next Sunday?
I'm sure they'll do it again. This is a thing for them.
Is it a thing again?
Yeah, it's a thing again. They're always doing things, those two people.
Is
Kelly
this a weekly thing now?
I don't know. You have to talk to them.
I'm asking him. There's just a lag.
I'm just filling in the dead air because I feel like you're asking questions.
Oh, okay. So they got to go visit somewhere. Okay. Well, hurry up because I need to watch your show.
Yeah, they go to a brewery and then they rate the beer and the brewery and all that stuff. It's a craft beer show. The Foamy Truth.
Oh, Jacob's going to be so perturbed he missed that.
It's a lot of fun. It's a cool deal. So show up over there at The Foamy Truth on twitch.tv.
Yeah, we're excited for them.
If you like what we're doing here, your reviews, they're important to us. They mean a lot. Go to different services everywhere and put 5 stars on it. Also, if you're at like Best Buy or a place with computers just sitting there, go ahead and go to our webpage, hnhshow.com, and just leave it there. Send it to the homepage.
Do you remember we used to do that when we first started? Oh my God, I forgot about that.
We would go to Best Buy and go to iTunes and go to the podcast directory and just subscribe to the show, like all the time.
Oh, that was amazing. We would just leave it up. Or, like, if for some reason they wouldn't let you open a tab, like, we would just open Notepad and...
We'd type stuff in there.
Write the address in it, yeah.
We left a note on a mailbox once that we thought was cool.
Yes!
You remember that? That was fun.
Every time I pass that mailbox, I'm just like, I wonder if you ever looked.
Yeah, I wonder if you ever visited the site. Probably not.
Your mailbox, and they decorate for Christmas really fun.
Yeah, it was really cool. But anyway... Follow us on Twitter, SteveHNH, and Fake Kills, PHATE Kills. Is your Ashley there? Follow along. Right. She'll let you in on all her poop odysseys.
Hey, if you really want to help out the show, there's a couple different ways to do it. Number one way is a one-time tip to us at twodorks.net/tip. Or you can drop us a buck or two or whatever on any random time. Hey, if you got a tax return and you're like, I need to find somewhere to put this, our pockets is a good place for that. If you want to support us long-term and get some rewards for it, patreon.com/twodorks is the place to do that, where you can just subscribe at a certain tier and get some kind of stuff. So check those reward tiers out and see how you're helping us grow as well with the goals that we have set up. We're almost funded as far as every monthly bill paid by
so much for that.
Paid by you guys. So tonight's show is brought to you by the patrons. These fine patrons that help us out every month with their extra dollars is Og, Chip, Doc, Birdie, and Lucretia. You guys are amazing. So anybody else that wants to be part of that credit roll, and occasionally have a story told about you at the $10 tier, which is really fun. So we're going to have to figure out how to do those in such a way that people get rewarded frequently for their dollars at that tier.
Yeah, I think you should read the story we got now.
I can't read that. I can't. I'll do
it. Yeah, it's at the end of the show.
Yeah. We'll figure it out. We'll get everything. We'll get all those bugs worked out. Anyway, hey, man. We're going to leave you guys with these words of wisdom from Michael Douglas. Like a lovely orchid or anything else that's nurtured, marriage prospers and grows. But if it's ignored, it withers. Yeah, you got to hang in there.
I ignore my orchids a lot. That's why they're growing so well.
Yeah, you don't. I was proud of your plants when you left them here and we didn't pay any attention to them. They're very resilient, you know?
You just people that are like, I've done this and I've done this and I've done this and why is my orchid dying? Just, it doesn't like you. Leave it alone.
What'd you say, like a quarter cup of water a week or something ridiculous? Yeah.
So when I was gone in West Virginia for a month, all Jacob did was take a spray bottle and spray them. They're fine.
They're very resilient plants. Yeah. They're good for you. Hey, man. We'll see you guys next week. Have a wonderful time. This has been
We'll see you this week.
We'll see. Oh, yeah. We'll see you Thursday. Hey, we'll see you in a couple days. We'll see you next time on Horseshoes and Hand Grenades.